Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The renovations at the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics are nearly complete. What does it mean for the community? Let's go in-depth with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Well, Kevin, it looks like things are sort of coming toward the end of the project. Is that right? That's just my assessment as I walk through.
Yeah, we are on the home stretch, which is kind of a great place to be. So kind of our projects down to a couple of things. The internal projects that need to be done, the big things that are happening is our new reception area, the main lobby, the gift shop and all of that, kind of where our lobby used to be is kind of the same lobby, but it's just configured differently. So that's the big internal piece that's being worked on right now. And then we're just basically tying up some loose ends, finishing up some pre- and post-operative hold rooms in the surgery area. Once we get done with them, they'll be just basically finished. The ER's basically finished. And then on our med-surg, we have one wing where we're redoing some additional inpatient rooms. Those are being remodeled as we speak, and those will be done here in just the next few weeks. So internally, we are really getting things wrapped up and finished. On the external, what people will see is we have our new main entrance, the exteriors, and that includes the large carport that people can pull under and pick up and drop off their patients and loved ones. And so kind of our new driveways, all that sort of stuff's being kind of worked on right now. People might have noticed we have our new monument sign. The brick is up and kind of the plastic and scaffolding is down. So that we'll be working on our lettering here in the next couple weeks, getting all the lettering on there and the lighting so people can see the new sign to the hospital. We have some campus and directional signs that will be going in here in the next couple weeks. So it's just a matter of kind of battling Mother Nature a little bit. Things are cold. We had steel workers here today erecting the large steel structures outside to accommodate our new canopy. And that'll put us about the end of January. We should be finished with that stuff. So we'll be functional in all aspects of our building. So the work yet to be done will be the kind of things that have to wait till springtime, like landscaping, some painting, some of that kind of work, sidewalk work that we'll just do in the springtime. Other than that, we're done.
Well, so I was right on thinking it was about, you know, I still see occasional construction worker, but I mean, it's up and humming, I guess. It's like the hospital side's like a little busy beehive. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we've been really busy. And so we're really looking forward to kind of wrapping up this construction portion of our kind of journey of all these improvements that we've been doing so that we can kind of get back to the full attention of making sure that people, when they come into the facility and where they check in, that's where they'll always check in. So currently it's still in temporary spaces, and but we're just a couple few weeks away from having everybody in their permanent spots, and we'll be ready to roll.
One of the things that really impresses me is my dad lives in Des Moines, and he just spent about a week in the hospital, one of the big hospitals up there. And so I spent quite a bit of time in his room. And his room is a lot smaller than the hospital rooms here, a lot smaller.
Yeah, these inpatient rooms are, a modern inpatient room is just so nice. You know, I always kind of half joke that they're a lot more like nice hotel rooms than old, you know, than a hospital room, what most people would picture. Just the accommodations in there are very comfortable and nice. And what we found out is, you know, that actually contributes to the kind of the healing process. Because if you have a comfortable place for family members to be, they tend to be there maybe a little longer. They're more comfortable and having more of them in the room. And certainly family and having room for the family is just really important for not only the patient's experience, but also their actual healing. So there's some pretty cool science behind that as well.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics.
Now, when construction was ongoing, you showed me the new, what'd you call it, the med-surg room?
Mm-hmm.
That was really neat to watch that construction process. We probably aren't going to need to know much about it. They're going to wheel you in and operate. But tell us what that the difference means for the surgeons and the staff that are working on us.
Oh, in places, and that's kind of, you know, a big part of our project that we did. You know, that's the upgrades to the mechanical systems, the electrical systems, and kind of everything, how we move air, whether that's heat or cool air throughout our building. All of that was upgraded. And that's the kind of stuff that people don't see. But there was major, major investments in that stuff and incredibly important stuff. And equally, like in the OR, we completely redid our ORs, which is certainly most of our patients, even though they've been in there, in that space, they don't remember being in there. And it's a surgery space. But what is nice to be able to tell our public about is that in our new design, in our new construction, we just brought the very best that's available in modern construction to be the very best at handling things like infection control, the appropriate amount of space and room for equipment to bring in the very best of the modern, most modern equipment into those surgical spaces so that we can do anything in our facility. If we're doing that surgery here, we can do it just as well as it can be done anywhere else. And that's a great thing to be able to bring to our community.
Does it anticipate any changes in technology or equipment that you might need?
Yeah, the rooms have plenty of room to bring in additional equipment. They're very large. The technology and kind of what's happening is there's a lot of new stuff that just continually comes on, but it seems to be more on the technical end and a lot of the technologies that come in there. So we don't really anticipate a lot of need to make the rooms larger, but everything has been very well wired up for all of our IT and our network support and all sorts of different wireless applications so that as new technologies become available, the room is very high tech and ready to support any new equipment that would come down the road.
Now, is it my imagination or is the ER a lot more private?
Yeah, no, you will notice there's a lot of things about our emergency room that helps with that flow. So we're just wrapping up a few of some final construction places. But what we've done is, you know, we have more of a quieter place for the family members to wait while their loved ones might be in our ER. And the rooms themselves have new construction designs, and they're physically further removed from, like, some of the clinical staff areas so that communications about a particular patient are not overheard. Those are the kinds of things that we've really been able to bring into this, and just kind of that feeling that the spaces are new and modern. They're private and very secure, so we're able to handle any kind of event that would come into our facility in the best that modern construction has to offer.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Kevin Kincaid, CEO of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics.
Now, what kind of response are you getting, immediate feedback from, say, the doctors, nurses, and other staff? What are they thinking about their new workspace and workflow?
So, obviously, what we heard first was the first part of our project that was done, and that was our medical surgical rooms, our inpatient rooms. And certainly, that was a dramatic improvement of how much we've improved those spaces for both the patient, the family, and the staff. So just kind of get flooded with compliments about some of the work that we've done in that area. However, you know, your inpatient activity, that just doesn't touch an awful lot of people. You know, there's only a certain number of people that are actually admitted to the hospital. So in our clinic setting, you know, even though it's not even complete yet, we have people coming through temporary doors, and that creates cold drafts this time of year. And so it's just not the setting that we're eventually going to end up with, but still just how nice it is, how much room there is, you know, because people think about our small clinic that we used to have with the narrow hallways and the hollow sounding doors and the old exam rooms and those sorts of things. But to walk into a very large, modern space has been very pleasing to just not only the patients, but the staff that work there as well. Our emergency room, you know, the most common thing that I hear for people that have most recently been in our ER that was also in our older ER is just the sense of privacy, the enhanced amount of privacy that they feel when they're in our emergency room. And that was part of the design from the very beginning.
Well, every building is an experiment of sorts. And so this experiment, the design, you never quite know how it's going to work out. Has it worked out as you had imagined?
Oh, yeah. It's like you said, it's completely different when you look at something on a piece of paper and you look at that design and that patient flow, and it seems to make a lot of sense until then you actually put it into application. So what's nice is when you work with design teams that have not only designed it on paper, but they've actually done this before, so that they're able to apply what we're laying out on our design work, and they have a really good feel for, because they've done it before, how that works if you put a door there instead of there. So we were able to avoid a lot of the major problems that you can run into when you're doing new construction because of just unforeseen circumstances. But so for us, like anything that you do, it's never just absolutely perfect. And so what we've been able to do is to kind of work in our spaces. Our staff have been in there for a few weeks, and they might, you know, say, well, can we move this workspace or this countertop from this wall over to that wall, or I need more lighting or I need less lighting. We discovered in some of our spaces where, for example, where patients would come into an exam room, and usually when we're looking at somebody, we want really good lighting. And so we really put a lot of emphasis on making sure that the rooms are very well lit so the providers don't miss anything. And then we discovered, yes, well, what about that patient that comes in with a serious migraine headache and needs those lights? So that was something, oh, well, we're gonna need to go back in, and then we installed dimmers to be able to take that lighting down. So those are just some of the little things that we've done as we've learned and went along the way and got some feedback from our patients about things. You know, our inpatient rooms, you know, it's just the small things to really just make it as good as we can for the patients, make it as much like home. I received some feedback from a patient that said just loved her experience when she was here as an inpatient, and but wished she had a better place to put her toothbrush. Well, that's just something we didn't think about when we were designing it on paper, but now that we get patient feedback, we're able to do those little things and make it even better.
So in the grand scheme of things, what does this mean, these changes mean for the patients and the community?
Well, there's several aspects to that. And first, when we think about the patient, so the patient is always kind of first and foremost in our mind. So we have our patients that have been very dedicated to the Knoxville Hospital and clinics, and they've always come here, and they would continue to come here regardless of what we did construction-wise. So for those folks, now that they're coming to our facility, they are entering a space that brings the very best of healthcare construction for improvements in their comfort, improvements in their privacy, and improvements in the healing process outside of like medicine and procedures, just the environment that they're in. So it's just great for the patients that already come and see us. And then we have people that maybe it's been a long time since they've been at the Knoxville Hospital, or maybe they've never come here before, don't have any experience with us. It's nice to see a modern building that looks good, looks very professional, and it maybe opens up a couple of opportunities for somebody to give us a try that haven't seen us in a while, and to have a lot of confidence that, I would be, myself and my family would be well taken care of inside of there. So it kind of ups that confidence for people that know maybe a little less about us. From a community perspective, I think it's important to have something that's a cornerstone. You know, any hospital, like the school systems and things like that, is a cornerstone of any community. And we consider ourselves to also be a cornerstone of the community, and to have a building that the community can be proud of. So if we have any business that's trying to recruit and relocate a potential employee to Knoxville, I want them to be able to drive by the Knoxville Hospital and say, that's our hospital. This is an example of some really nice things that we do here. For instance, when I'm recruiting physicians, one of the first places I take them is the new auditorium at the high school. It's impressive. It's beautiful. I'm proud of it. And so I show it off. And so when other businesses are recruiting people, I expect them to use our hospital in that same way to gain confidence and to try to promote the very best that Knoxville has to have. And then there's also the piece of we have to recruit for the future, to have always making sure that we have the best and brightest physicians, providers, and staff here at the hospital. And that's very difficult to do if you remain in an outdated facility. So our recruiting, kind of the interest, the number of physician visits that we're having right now have probably tripled since we've started this construction project. It creates a lot of conversation and buzz in the residency programs. For instance, gosh, you ought to take a look at the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. I went down there for a visit. They're doing some pretty new and cool stuff. And so we're getting some of the best and brightest folks showing more and more of an interest of, you know, coming to Knoxville to set up and practice medicine here. So there are all sorts of positive impacts for not only us, but the patients and the community when you do a project like this.
Thanks to Kevin Kincaid for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.